Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In this week's Failure Friday segment, we're going to hear from a longtime listener who's had a lot of side hustle ideas, but hasn't taken action on them. Now, fortunately, in this case, he has made a plan of moving forward more positively. Listen, friends, this episode could be for a lot of people. I just finished up this long book tour, and in so many cities, night after night, I was hearing similar questions, heard from a lot of people who said something, you know, almost to a word like what we've got here. Basically, I've got ideas, but I haven't taken action. It's been a long time. It's been years. I've been listening to the podcast. I've been reading the books, but I just haven't done anything. Or I tried and didn't make progress, so I kind of gave up. And you know, today we were talking about how it turns out ideas don't magically happen. You do, in fact, have to take action on your ideas. I don't mean to give you like tough love, because I'm not really a tough love kind of person, but it's like you do have to do some work, right? You know, I have this tagline that I used to say a lot in the beginning of the podcast about how inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. I don't say that as much these days, but it's still very much the essence or the philosophy of this daily project, you know, where I'm sharing stories and ideas and tips and answering questions. I want people to be inspired, but I mostly hope they'll go and do something about it. That's what really makes me happy. Not that it's about me, because it's not about me, it's about you. Anyway, I want you to be able to take action. So today, it is Failure Friday, but as I said, it ends positively. Today's short story features Mark Hansen, a longtime listener. He's had a lot of ideas, you know, hasn't taken action, but let's hear about the struggle and what he's going to do next. Okay, key point, what he's going to do next. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up. But first, here is Mark.
All right, let's get into it. My name is Mark, and for the past year, I've been what you might call an aspirational side hustler. I can't even count the number of ideas that have passed through my mind, none of which have moved past the concept stage. To be clear, I haven't been daydreaming about launching SpaceX competitors or inventing time machines. My ideas have been more grounded, but still, I haven't moved forward until now. First, there was the idea of dropshipping tech gadgets. I figured with everyone working remotely these days, ergonomic keyboards and smart home devices would be a hit. I even opened a Shopify account, but never stocked it because I started second-guessing myself. Then I thought about freelance writing. I got as far as creating a profile on freelancing platform, but never submitted any proposals. I considered print-on-demand t-shirts with quirky quotes related to current events. Setting up an account? Check. Designing the shirts? Nope, didn't do it. I read articles and watched YouTube tutorials, made a list of potential niches, and then let that Google Doc collect virtual dust. Lastly, I thought about offering virtual PowerPoint and Keynote classes. It's a skill people need, and I'm good at it. I outlined the curriculum, but never got to actually marketing it or setting up the classes. The common thread in all these? Inaction. I had this constant back and forth in my mind, rationalizing why now wasn't the right time. In hindsight, the barrier wasn't the feasibility of these projects, but rather my hesitance to commit and take that first real step. However, recent changes at my job were a wake-up call. Without getting into details, some instability has made me realize that if there's ever a time to act, it's now. We're heading into Q4, and I'm officially putting myself on notice. So here's the plan. I'm taking the affiliate marketing route. The groundwork is already there, and the startup costs are low. it's something I can manage alongside my day job, but could also scale in the future. I'm going to move past ideation and get this off the ground before the year ends. Consider this my pledge, a form of accountability. In 3 months, I'll be back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The tagline of Failure Friday is never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. So if you, dear listeners, if you have been one of these people who's had ideas but hasn't taken action for whatever reason, look, there is grace and understanding. I've had so many ideas I haven't done anything about, right? I think the key point is just to take action on some, right? Don't worry about choosing the perfect thing. Take action on something. So thanks to Mark for bravely sharing the story. And I respect the accountability. We're going to hear from him again. I really expect that in 3 months, and that was the deadline he set, we're going to have an update from him with his actual functioning side hustle. Again, his words there. So listeners, I hope that you will take action as well. And don't worry about taking a huge action also. Just as there is no perfect idea, sometimes taking small steps can just kind of help you get going, and then you'll figure out what the next step is. So ask yourself, what's the domain you can register? What is the one-page website you can set up? You know, what is the outline you can write today, you know, of the steps of like, what's it like to have a checkout process or an e-commerce process? You know, I've shared a lot about this on the blog and in various books and such. So there's all kinds of things you can do. I just encourage you to pick one today. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. If you have, well, questions, today's notes, SideHustleSchool.com/2470. My friends, thank you so much for being out there. Thank you for tuning in. I make this show for you, and I'll be back again tomorrow. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.